Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. And we are thrilled, as always, to have our good friend Jesse Feiler here. Jesse is a developer, consultant, and author specializing in Apple technologies. We consider him our tech guru. He's a creator of Minutes Machine for iPad, the meeting management app, and the Saranac River Trail app, which is a guide to the trail that includes location-based updates as well as social media tools. His books include the forthcoming Swift for Dummies. That'll be out in early 2015. As well as iOS app development for dummies, which is out from Wiley. He is with us this morning to talk about cutting the cord and living to tell the tale. He means cutting the cord from this has nothing to do with birth.
No, it has nothing to do with no. So anyone who's tuning in for that show.
Sure, that's a different show.
Forget it.
We are talking about cutting the cord literally from either a cable provider or an internet provider or both, right?
Or a telephone
provider. Or a telephone provider.
Or whatever.
Okay. So did you make a conscious effort to say, I'm going to wean myself from these services?
It wasn't a process of weaning.
Okay. You just said, I'm going to do this, and you did it.
Something happened, and I'm not going to use brand names or anything like that, but something happened to the cable service, and I called. I believe it was on a Sunday, and they said that they could take care of it, and they would have someone out on the following Thursday.
Oh, all right. So not exactly.
That was not weaning. It was, you know.
You were angry.
So I went to the store.
Okay. So now what you have found, and I think what you can explain, and again, a lot of people have stories like that, right? It's just you get to the point where we've talked about this on the station, and I don't want to rehash all of this, but sometimes there aren't a lot of other options, right? It is a monopoly like, I know it isn't technically, but it is a monopoly like situation that there really isn't anybody else to go to for these services in certain areas, especially where we live in very rural areas. Correct?
Well, a lot of us feel there aren't other options.
Okay.
It turns out that if you turn over a few rocks, there are.
Okay.
So that's what I found.
So you then, being mad on a Sunday without your service, said, I'm going to turn over some rocks.
Yes.
Okay. So what did you discover?
I discovered that I had to go out of state to do it.
What state did you have to go to, Jesse?
Vermont.
Oh, all right. Well, everything's easier in Vermont. So what did that bring you?
What happened was, and I did put on the website, I put some links to this. And one of the things that encouraged me to suggest that we talk about this today is on the website, there are links to some articles about cutting the cord. And I was surprised when I found these articles because I had thought I would find articles when I searched on the internet from, you know, technical publications and from sort of, you know, how shall I put it, a little bit out of the mainstream organizations. The articles that I've put on the website, the one is from Kiplinger, sort of a mainstream-ish.
Yeah, ish.
Another sort of Main Street-ish publication called the Wall Street Journal.
Right, heard of them. Yeah.
Getting Rid of Cable TV, The Smartest Ways to Cut the Cord. An article called New Roku and TiVo Devices Make Cutting the Cable Cord Plausible. That's from another weird publication called the New York Times.
Yes.
I mean, we're suddenly seeing, you know, hands-on, here's how you do it, not geared to the geeks.
So, what are the advantages to it? I mean, other than having your call taken on a Sunday and getting some, you know, you're taking the action into your own hands and not being at somebody else's beck and call. What are the advantages to cutting the cord?
Okay, the advantages to cutting the cord are, if you can do it, and we can talk about what prevents you in some cases, but if you can do it, you save a lot of money.
Okay.
in most cases.
And I apologize for it, but sometimes a cable bill, especially, and we can talk about bundles, but if you have a lot of different services, can be $200, $300, $400 a month.
That it can be expensive.
So if we are, and we're saying saving a lot of money, is that $30 or is that $100?
What I did,
yes,
for my example, the out-of-pocket expense was a bit less than $200.
A month?
No.
Oh, overall?
To get started.
Oh, to get started. I see. Okay, I'm talking about saving of what it saved you than a month.
And my monthly bill now is $15.
Man. All right. And if you don't mind me asking, what was it before?
For cable, it was about $75.
Okay.
And I had a pretty bare bones.
Okay. So a fairly...
And this goes to the bundling thing. What made it very easy for me to switch, or relatively easy for me to switch, is that I did not have a bundle, and I get my internet from another provider. All of the companies that provide any of these services will sell you all of the services. So you can get from the phone company telephone service on multiple devices, including mobile devices,
right,
bundled with internet and bundled with TV. You can get all of that in one nice bundle.
They kind of give away the store in that regard.
Yeah, but I think I have a sneaking suspicion that giving away the store may still leave them some profit. I don't know that for certain.
But, and correct me if I'm wrong in this, it seems just, and this is completely anecdotal, but it seems as though there are usually offers to bring you in, and within a year, maybe 6 months to a year, then that offer changes. Is that safe to say?
Yes. And what I found with the cable company that I've dealt with, whose local office is a block from my house.
That's handy.
That when the special introductory offer expires and the bill suddenly goes up, if you go into the cable office and are nice, this is an effort for me. Getting a block is not an effort. Someone there who's been there for quite a while is able to say to you, oh, that introductory offer has expired, but you never had the introductory offer for such and such. So you can get another year's worth of special introductory offer.
Okay. So you got to kind of work it.
About 2 years ago, I got a special introductory offer for a year at a reduced rate for internet over the cable. Now, I have had internet for 10 years, but I had never had the introductory offer for internet. So this nice person there said, well, you haven't had that. We can give it to you now.
Right.
But it's a little bit of effort, and I'm sure that whatever. So these introductory offers do expire.
So you go out and you decide that you're gonna take the effort and you're gonna put this in your own hands.
Yes.
So the investment that you make is in what? What do you get for the couple hundred dollars that you spent?
Okay. What I already had, and this is important, I already had a relatively new digital TV.
Okay.
So I was paying over cable to get digital cable there.
High def.
Yeah. So I already had the TV, and I had a separate internet provider, so I didn't have to worry about my internet connectivity. That's important.
Yes.
So what I wanted just was TV, and I don't watch a great deal of TV. But I am hooked on the local news and weather.
Okay,
that's what I want. And I'm not watching sports. That's a key issue. If you want sports, it's really hard to do that without cable at the moment.
Okay.
So what I did was I went out and looked for an over-the-air DVR, because that's important to me. I don't watch much TV, and I always time shift. When I want to watch the local news and weather, it works out well for me to watch the local news and weather around 8 or 8:30 at night. This is not a time when it's broadcast.
Right.
At all. However, if I can record it automatically,
yeah,
then I can watch it when I feel like it. So I needed time shifting. And there are several over-the-air DVRs on the market. And I bought one. And it happens to be the new TiVo, the Romeo, and which has gotten good reviews. So I looked for that and got that. And I bought an antenna. Because if you're going over the air, you need an antenna over the air. And they're running about, the really good ones run about $75.
Okay.
So, which is not, you know, not outrageous.
So what's the quality that you're getting from the antenna?
Well, for those of us who have a history with television and who were around, you know, with rabbit ears and things like that, the most important thing to remember about digital TV is that by and large, you either get a signal or you don't. It can break up. You get sort of weird black boxes if the signal is bad. But you don't get a fuzzy signal. With rabbit ears, if you didn't have a good signal and you had to wiggle the rabbit ears, you know, Ed Sullivan was fuzzy. Now, in addition to no longer being with us.
It's a very loaded statement, by the way. But go ahead.
Ed Sullivan isn't fuzzy.
Okay.
And people aren't fuzzy. They're just, you know, you can't see them. Or they have these blotches all over them. It's unwatchable, basically, if you have this checkerboarding. Or you have a digital image, a high-quality digital image. And that's, I sort of knew this, but when I realized this, that becomes very important. That you do have to do a little fiddling sometimes to get the antenna in the right position, just like with rabbit ears. But the right position isn't a matter of more or less fuzziness. It's a matter of a good digital signal or nothing.
Mm.
That, to me, is important because the quality over the air is terrific if it's digital. That's why digital TV matters.
I'm going to cut to the chase here for a little bit, and then we can kind of work backwards. But do you see a time where we may not need cable providers at all? I mean, that all of our needs will be met with online and other issues.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay.
But I will say that I suspect that question is being asked in more than a few corporate boardrooms right now.
Right.
Of cable companies and other companies. I mean,
a
lot's going on in this area.
So correct me if I'm wrong, because for a long time we had this whole debate in this country about bundling of not of services but of like cable TV channels, and people were public citizens groups, what's the word I'm looking for, good government groups who were saying, what you should be able to do is a la carte. You should, if you want A&E, then you should just be able to get A&E, and you shouldn't have to pay for USA and ESPN if you are never going to watch those two. Well, it seems to me that with CBS announcing a service, with HBO announcing a service, that we're reaching that point where we are coming to the providers. We're saying, no, we don't want to do this a la carte thing. And the actual networks and providers of the content providers said, all right, well, we don't need you.
Well, it's a very interesting area. I mean, the drama that's going on in the television business is much more interesting than what's broadcast.
Yes. Well, I'll give you that, yes.
And in case anyone hasn't followed this as closely as we do, the HBO and CBS announcements were that starting next year, I think CBS has announced $6 a month, they will let you stream live CBS broadcasting in, I think, 18 markets. And it's probably going to expand rather quickly. So what we're facing is the opportunity on the one hand, with HBO and CBS, to say, okay, I really like one of those channels or networks, and I'll pay something. It looks like the price will be $6 a month to get it on demand without going through a cable company.
Right.
Then, meanwhile, we have another thing that's happening now, which is through stores like iTunes from Apple, that you can buy an individual show or a whole season's worth of shows for a certain amount. So you can buy the show you want. You're starting to see that you can buy the network you want. There is more choice. It's happening now.
And what's fascinating about that is that you can say, all right, here are the five shows that I like, and I'm going to buy a series of those. And often, by buying those either episode by episode or as a series, you're paying what's basically 1 month of cable.
Meaning no offense, you're not the only person who's figured this out.
No, I'm sure I am not. But I find myself, and I have to be honest, let us be very clear here that for my wife and I, when we go to, you were talking about the DVR, mm-hmm. which is great. I love my DVR. But if you have that idea where you can click on it and watch it without commercial interruption, that 1 hour show that now is 38 minutes, and you can watch it from start to finish. That's a nice thing.
It's a nice thing, and it's quite disruptive. That's where things are going now. But let's cut to another chase.
Yes, sir.
Which is where this doesn't work.
Okay. Okay. And this is important.
This is really important, and DVRs come into this. If you want to see, I have some friends. I'm going to say something. It's terrible. I'm afraid people will never listen to me again, but too bad. I have some friends who are totally addicted to Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
I've watched parts of three episodes. And I think the furniture is lovely, and I like Maggie Smith. But I've seen Maggie Smith, and I've seen the furniture.
So you're good.
But okay.
Okay.
For anyone who may still be listening.
Sure. It's all.
If you want to see the latest episode of Downton Abbey when it is broadcast, I don't think you can get it. Most of the network shows, you have to wait at least a day, sometimes a week.
Right.
You can see the news shows usually with a delay, and it may be the next day.
Which for a news show is not great.
Yeah, except I've noticed when I was poking around trying to explore this, it's sort of depressing because you can watch it a day later and nothing has changed.
Doesn't really matter. Okay.
You know, right. But anyway, if you want something like sports or local news or any news show, it's going to be hard to get it in a timely manner.
Right.
If you don't mind seeing it a few hours or a day or even a week later, then you're okay. And, you know, something like, you know, a sitcom or Downton Abbey or something like that, I think it can wait for a while. But that's a major concern. If you want to watch something live, at this point, we still have some issues.
So here's another issue. Let me just ask you about this, because I'm thinking about, I was watching football over the weekend. I do watch sports, so I was watching football over the weekend, and I see all these ads for the NFL will have a package that you can get the games that you want directly from the NFL, and it'll come right on your iPad or whatever. And obviously that's a monthly fee. So then, and then CBS, I pay the $6, that's a monthly fee. And then HBO, that's a monthly fee. So at what point we're going to get feed out, aren't we? If we start doing this and say, okay, there's 20 of these things that we want to watch and we're paying a monthly fee for each of them.
Well, what's going to happen is people are, at that point, and I think we're very close to that point. At that point, what's going to happen is people are going to start doing the arithmetic.
Yeah.
And they're going to be able to be more informed consumers, and they're going to be able to say, okay, well, if I buy it a la carte, this is what it'll cost me. if I buy the show separately, this is what it'll cost me. And you'll look and you'll see what you want to watch, what you want to pay for. And my guess is it's not going to be easy to switch back and forth.
No, but they make it really easy to get signed up.
Oh.
It's really easy.
But there's a lot of pressure in this area, and it looks as if, from everything I've read and heard about, it looks as if within a year we're going to have a lot of changes in this area. So if I felt when I did Cutting the Cord, it looked to me it was less than $200 outlay, $15 a month with a year's contract. And I said, okay, if everything changes in a year, I can live with that.
Right.
So if you can do that, then it's probably worth doing it.
Well, that's and how many months are you into this now?
This is the end of my first month.
Okay. So what will be interesting is to see how it's going in, you know, like 6 months.
Yeah. My guess is in 6 months it's going to be easier because probably CBS and HBO are going to be out there.
Yeah.
CBS is okay for me. HBO, I tend not to watch. I don't watch that much television. At least I don't think of it. And one of the things that I noticed with the channels, when you're doing over-the-air digital channels, and everything in the U.S. is digital for
right.
the last 5 years,
sure.
Some of the things we don't see on cable or don't notice is that each station has three stations.
Right. They
have number 17-1-2-3. And some of those are very interesting, particularly on the PBS stations. So I found that...
What a Vicar of Dibley. I've noticed. Go ahead.
Yes, but there's also, at least one of ours has a lot of international.
Oh, that's good. So you get some like BBC
No, BBC is...
Oh, like
that's
international, international.
Oh, really international.
Oh, okay. That's great.
You know, really interesting. But so I've gone from having, you know, several hundred channels that I don't watch to, at this point, I have really, I'd say, three channels that I get really well. And each has three sub-channels on it.
Okay.
So that's fine. That's fine. And I have one of the local news channels that I want. I need something local.
And you don't feel like you're being deprived?
No.
Not in this department, anyway.
No.
Okay.
And for important things, I can always listen to WAMC.
There you go.
Give me the $5 now.
Jesse Filer provides consulting services to small businesses and nonprofits. His website is northcountryconsulting.com. Jesse, I think you've given us a lot to think about. We can check out the website for the links and find out more about this. northcountryconsulting.com. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Great pleasure as always. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.